Here in Los Angeles, the city council is set to decide today whether to uphold a multi-million dollar settlement it gave to an African-American firefighter because fellow firemen had fed him food laced with dog food. They said it was a prank. He said it was racially motivated. But when photos surfaced showing fireman Tenney Pierce hazing white colleagues, the mayor canceled the payout. Now, as the council decides whether to back the mayor or Pierce, the controversy is opening old wounds. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Tenney Pierce told a packed city council chamber that in order for him to achieve his boyhood dream of being a firefighter, his mother had to work three jobs.
No matter how it hurt, she put in her time that we didn't have to eat dog food. And I took great offense when nine white members sat in the kitchen, watched me eat it. Not one word was said.
Pierce said the harassment continued. Colleagues barked at him and left dog food in his truck. With his voice cracking, the 6'5" Pierce told council members that his superiors refused to act.
This was wrong. And if four black firemen did it to a white fireman, I would stand up for the white fireman and say, it's wrong. Because that's the kind of person I am.
The city's three black council members applauded Pierce for his courage in exposing what they said is the fire department's long history of racism. LA's firehouses weren't integrated until the mid-1950s. It took another 20 years before a federal consent decree increased minority ranks. And this year, the city auditor found that women and minorities were still passed over for promotions. But Councilman Greg Smith argued that pranks are also a part of the department's history. And Smith said firefighter Pierce had no problem with that culture when he was the prankster.
You participated in this whole thing that's going on in our fire department. It's absolutely disgraceful and must be stopped.
Photos of Pierce hazing fellow firefighters showed up on a conservative talk show website shortly after the firefighter received his $2.7 million settlement. One photo shows Pierce hosing down a firefighter strapped to a gurney. Fueled by talk radio, public criticism of the award grew, and Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa overruled the payoff, the largest in the department's history. In his defense, Pierce said the photographed pranks took place more than a decade ago, and the firefighter pictured with him was a willing participant. But Councilman Smith was unimpressed.
And so the question here today is, do we pay Mr. Pierce for his charge of racism, or do we look at it and what it is? An endemic problem within our fire department that must be stopped immediately because it is dehumanizing to all firefighters, not just African Americans.
Former firefighter Arnett Hartsfield, who curates LA's Black Firefighters Museum, says tying pranks to racism has always been difficult.
Racism is calculated to avoid detection, and yet we are always asked to prove it. And I've been here for 88 years. And I've suffered it in various forms, but I've never been able to prove it to the people that imposed it.
If the council doesn't override the mayor's veto, Pierce's attorney says she's happy to take the matter to court and let a jury decide. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.